We already know Jaden Daniels has given us a lot of moments so far, a lot of memories so far. He's put himself clear front and center way ahead in the rookie of the year consideration. But is he, and should he be, in consideration for the MVP in his rookie year? Here's Dan Orlovsky, former NFL quarterback, and as far as I know, everything I can tell, big fan of Jaden Daniels. Dan Orlovsky, after Stephen A. Smith said, hey, Jaden Daniels should be in consideration, should be in the running for MVP, Dan Orlovsky said,
top three would be, I would say, Justin Jefferson, one, Sam Darnold, two, and probably Josh Allen, three.
Yes. The question isn't, is Jaden Daniels top three, right? It's in the conversation.
I just rattled off like eight or nine.
Is it an overreaction? The question was, is it an overreaction to have Daniels in the MVP conversation? It's not an overreaction. It's not an overreaction. He's in a conversation.
Yes, it is. Until they go and beat a really good team. And he plays that way against a really good defense.
You're not consistent. You're not consistent.
Okay, I got it.
This was somebody else. You point out 82.1% completion percentage. That's what you would do. And you would say a rookie doing that.
Save it for the commercial break. That's
extraordinary.
Beat a good team with a good defense, and then he's going to get in that conversation just like Stroud did last year.
All right, let's end it right there. Sound like it ended right there. The opportunity is here. Knock, 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 knock. Whatever this surface is. The Cleveland Browns are a hell of a defense. Now, they're not a good team, right? Because their offense is very pedestrian. It's not bad. It's just very pedestrian. We're going to get into all that. The Cleveland Browns are a good defense. Sure, they gave up a bunch of big plays and a bunch of explosives to the Dallas Cowboys in the first half of week one. Got it. Going to happen to anybody. Sure, they gave up a couple of touchdowns to Malik Nabers in week three at home. Malik Nabers also made some outstanding grabs. Sure, they gave up some points, I guess, if you want to call it that. In week four last week against the Las Vegas Raiders without Davante Adams, they gave up 20 points. They also shut out the Raiders in the first quarter, largely because of a long offensive drive, and they shut them out in the fourth quarter as well. And granted, without Davante Adams, we all understand that, the Cleveland Browns defense held the Vegas Raiders to 268 points, 4 of 12 on third down, 55 offensive plays, gave up a bunch of rushing yards, certainly something that the Commanders can capitalize on, but just 116 through the air. I mentioned the week three game against the Giants. Again, Malik Nabers made some great catches in that game. Not saying that the Browns didn't give up anything, but once again, in that particular game, while the Browns lost at home to a pedestrian offense, i.e. the Giants, they only gave up 21 points in that game. So 20 points last week, 21 points to the Giants. And again, I'll say this. Week one, they gave up a bunch of big plays in the first half, gave up virtually nothing in the second half to the Cowboys. Week two, granted, the Jacksonville Jaguars stink. They went on the road in the Jaguars' home opener and won 18-13 and held them, obviously, again, to 13 points. So in the last 3 weeks, they've allowed 13 points, 20 points, and 21 points. You know, this is a good defense that Jaden Daniels is going to have to play against. Again, it's not a good team. It's a good defense. So I don't know if Orlovsky is going to walk away. If Jaden Daniels throws for three bills and runs for 45 yards and the Commanders win, I don't know, let's call it 31-17. Does Orlovsky count that? I don't know. Because, again, the Cleveland Browns are not a good team. They are a good defense. And there is a little bit of a difference. Here's where the good team component could come in next Sunday in Baltimore. And you can't, if you're the Commanders, overlook that. So the question is this, at 301-230-0980. Should Jaden Daniels be in the consideration for the league MVP? Or is it simply too early? Should he be in the top three? You heard Orlovsky say, well, it should be Justin Jefferson. It should be Sam Darnold. I forget who he said at number three. I can't remember. Either way, he said no. The answer is no. He shouldn't be in consideration. It's too early. Is it too early? Or is it appropriate? Not that he should be the front runner. Not that he absolutely should be the MVP. Because, listen, let's be honest. As good as he's been, there are other guys that are having great starts to their year as well. But should he be in consideration? And by that I mean consideration, let's just call it what they were talking about, top three. Now, Matt, you're looking at me quizzically.
I mean, in my mind, I think that the first four games, you can absolutely say if the season ends right here, you have to put him in contention for MVP.
But when you say contention for MVP, you're talking top three, you're talking top five, you're talking top 10, what?
I'd say top three.
Okay.
So far with just this first four games.
Okay.
Statistically, he's an anomaly. The offense have been chugging. They're 3-1, and everyone knows that the defense for this team is not
right.
A 3-1 team.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you agree that Justin Jefferson is in the top three?
Yes.
Would you agree Sam Darnold, which I can't believe I'm saying, is in the top three?
I would say he's, yeah.
Okay.
He's like up there.
Would you say like Geno Smith?
But here's where I'm coming. Here's what I want to say. And it's basically impossible to win the MVP as a rookie just because there's 1,000 things
Correct.
Going up against you on top of
Correct.
Just as people are looking at the season, they're looking at your history improvement.
Correct.
There's no improvement for him from the start.
Which is why this is an interesting debate, right? Because it wouldn't be interesting to say, should he win the offensive or should he win the rookie of the year? Because of course he should right now.
Where I'm coming from with this is it's more along the lines of when you're talking about all the players, you might have your like top three, top four, whatever, top five list. There has to be an asterisk at the end of that list with Jaden Daniels is showing that he is absolutely the guy to take the league by storm and can't, like, he's that guy right now that I think.
You're talking about like a polarizing it factor type of.
Well, he has the it factor. He has the stat line, he has the wins.
But if you're polarizing, and yes, you're right, he has all that. If you're polarizing, if you're like buzz, or if you're creating a buzz around a dormant franchise, does that mean you're the MVP?
No, but having a stat line of at least completion percent, like let's just take the completion percentage over the first four games.
Mm-hmm.
That's something nobody's done in four games, period.
82.5%.
Right. So we're looking at a all-time great performance through four games.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't look at that and say, yeah, that guy needs to be in contention for MVP, I don't know what you're doing because you're not talking about the sport we're talking about.
All right, so that's a great point. I'm going to leave it there.